Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerusha Chagiga Daf Hey, and we are starting right at the top with Halacha Gimel. And today's daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas Maris Memzar Bats Biyakim Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So Misha says Oilus Ma'id Bais Ben Achulin Ushlamim Men Amayser. Oilus meaning Oilus Riyah that are brought on Yom Tif. Those come from Chulin, as we already discussed previously. They're not allowed to come from Meiser Sheni money. However, the Shlamim is referring to Shalmei Simcha, not Shalmei Chagiga, but Shalmei Simcha. That which the person is Yotzei the Chiyuv of just regular meat to Misamech them on Yom Tif, that can come from money of Meiser Sheni. Now, Yom Tif Yishal Chag on the first day of Yom Tif, when a person has to bring Shalmei Chagiga, Beishalmei or Beishalmei says Ben Achulin, that has to come from Chulin money, whereas Beisol or Beisol says Ben Amayser, that could come from Amayser. So right away, the Gemara tells Rav Tanchum Bar Iloi, says Beishalmei Reyes Reb Chanina, Kach Mashim Beishalmei Beishil, this would Beishalmei told Beishil, Darvish Uba Chayva, Ba Ben Amayser, someone is brought as a Chayva, Shalmei Chagiga, or brought as a Chayv. As we know, you have to bring Shalmei Chagiga on Yom Tif, so that's a Chayv, it's allowed to come from Amayser Sheini money. What do you mean? It has to come from Chulin. So Amar Lahen, Beishil respond to them, Ilu B'chayl, a regular Shlamim that a person has to bring during the week. Shama Inu maybe Achsim Ben Achulin, is he not allowed to bring part of it from Chulin, v'toifel l'meiser, and then add some meiser money onto it if he wants the animal to be larger? He's allowed to do that since he has a chayv to bring an animal. So the core amount of money has to come from Chulin, but if he wants it to be a larger, more geshmak animal, he can add meiser sheni money onto that. And v'chayv, so too over here, maybe achsim nechulin, shalmei chagiga comes from Chulin, but v'toifel l'meiser, he could add on more from meiser. Now, minayin shutoifel l'meiser, how do we know he's allowed to add on more from meiser? So Rabbi Yisrael Chanini says, Namar Khan says over here, misas, namely in regards to shvuas, the pasuk says, misas nidvas yodcha titain, and misas is loosely translated as a gift or a tribute. And whenever Alon, it says over there specifically by Meiser, kiloi suchal se'esai, literally translated this means you're not able to carry the burden of Meiser, but it's still referring to Meiser. So what do we learn from here? Mas se'esai amr la'alon, Meiser. Just like the second pasuk, the word se'esai is referring to Meiser, afkan Meiser. So it's over here the word misas, which is similar to se'esai, tells us about Meiser, namely that the person's shalmei chagiga is allowed to come at least partially from Meiser. Now Amr Blazer says, Namar Khan, it says over here, simcha, namely says v'samachta b'chagecha, and when Amar Alon it says over there by Meiser simcha, it says v'samachta ato b'secha ma'simcha merul Alon Meiser, just like that simcha is referring to Meiser afkan Meiser. So to over here the simcha is referring to Meiser means a lot to come from Meiser funds. Ask the Gemara, so fine v'yavi kulam in a Meiser. If that's the case, so the entire shalmei chagiga should be allowed to come from Meiser. If we have this great limud, so Ula Bar Yishmael Amar, he clarifies that no, nemar kan misas, it says over here misas, and when Amar Alon it says over there in regards to the gifts that Yosef gave his brothers in the middle of the story, v'teirev masas ben Yamin, and the gift that was given to Yamin was Terev, it was more. He gave him five sets of clothing instead of just one. So what do we learn from here? Mamas is Shinemar Alon, Achas Iker, Vashar Tfela. Just like over there, the Masseis, the gift that was given, one was the core, and everything else was extra. In other words, all the brothers received one set of clothing as a gift, and so the five that Binyamin received is really considered like he got one as part of the regular gift, and the extra four were in addition. So if Misas Shinemar Khan, so to the Misas that says over here in regards to the Karban, Achas Iker, Vashar Tfela, we have the core, and then we have the additional. So the core still has to come from Chulin funds, and the rest can come from Meiser Sheni. The whole thing can't be Meiser Sheni. Remember, his Rabban, he asked a question, V'alei Shalmei Nedava K'Shalmei Chagiga Hein. Shalmei Nedava are the same thing as Shalmei Chagiga. Meaning, once you bring from Meiser Sheni funds, and you're just adding on, so there's really no difference between Shalmei Nedava, just Shalmei that a person's donating, and these specific Chiyuvim of Shalmei Chagiga. So V'alama Hu Taifa Loin Le'ilin Karaya. What's it helping using these psukim to say that you're allowed to use Meiser Sheni funds for your Shalmei Chagiga? It's no different than a regular karbon. If anyway, you're adding on more, so what's the chiddush? Just like you're allowed onto regular carbon, you're allowed onto this. Why specifically by Shalmei Chagiga do we have to have this limud that tells us that you're allowed to add on funds for Meiser Sheni? And the answer is, and we really had this in the previous Gemara as well, L'lamedcha to teach you Shedaychen Alein Yom Tif, there were Daycha Yom Tif for them, that even though some of the funds of this carbon itself, or according to a Shlokish from the previous Gemara, maybe a full animal is coming from Meiser Sheni funds, since it's being added on, it's being tacked on to the main Shalmei Chagiga, which is only from Meiser Sheni, so this additional animal is allowed to be brought on Yom Tif as if it's a regular Shalmei Chagiga, even though again it was purchased with Meiser Sheni funds. And moving on to Al-Chadalad, we continue discussing the Chiv of Simcha, that a person has to eat meat on Yom Tif just simply to be Misameach. So the Mishnah tells us Yisrael Yotzin Dechavasan, regular Yidin are Yotze their Chiv of Simcha of eating meat on Yom Tif, Benedar Menudavais, with carbons that they had donated or promised that they were going to bring, and Meiser Behema, also if they had Meiser Behema, and they brought those on Yom Tif, so they could be Yotze their Chiv with that. Vakayhanim, what about the Kayhanim? Bechatas Uba'asham, they're Yotze the Chiv of Simcha with Chatas and Asham, the Yidin who had done Averos throughout the year brought those karbanos, those chatas and asham, on Yom Tif, and the kehanim get to eat those. So Yosef Chiyuv of Simcha with that, and also b'chazu b'shaik with the chest and the leg portion of regular shlamim that are given to them, u'b'char, and also firstborns that are given to them. Avoloi ba'ifes v'loi b'menachos, but not with birds or menachos. They're not Yosef Chiyuv of Simcha with that, and the Gemara is going to explain why. First, the Gemara tells us that Reb Ze'era quotes Ula Bar Yishmael, who says b'shem Reb Lazar, Shalmei Chagiga shachtan me'erev haregel. If a person shechted Shalmei Chagiga erev Yom Tif, Tev, Hey, on base on top, any Yotzei Bahin Dechavase Beregel. A person is not Yotzei Chiv of these on Yom Tev. Number one, that's not considered a Chagiga because he's not Chayv in a Chagiga Erev Yom Tev yet, so it can't be considered a Chagiga. And he's also not Yotzei Chiv of Simcha, of simply eating meat to Misamech himself. That's because it has to be a Shlomim that's brought B'Shas Simcha, and Shechting an Erev Yom Tev is not Shas Simcha. Our Hasra Barba asks on this, we have a Braisa, Chagiga Sar Basar, the Chagiga of the 14th, this referring to Erev Pesach. A person has to bring a carbon Chagiga to eat along with his carbon Pesach to make sure he has enough meat. Yotzin ba mishum simcha. One is yotzin is chiv of simcha. The in yotzin ba mishum shlomim is not yotzin shlomim. That's because he shachted erev yomtev, but at least he's yotzin because of simcha. And so we see that even though the zvicha was not the shas simcha, it was shachted erev yomtev, he's still yotzin is chiv of eating meat for the simcha purposes. So Rambam's Eir, he says tifter b'shachted beregel. We can explain that's referring to a shachted on yomtev. So Rambam Barba told him im shachted beregel, but we shachted on yomtev ain't zu chagiga sar basar. That's not the chagiga of the 14th. So why is it being called the chagiga of the 14th? So Gemara asks, my kedayin. Bottom line is, how do we understand this? So Rambam Zeir clarifies, Adanataman, when I was still over there, meaning when I was still living in Bavel, Shema Asna Ula Bar Yishmal B'Shem Rav Lazar, I heard this member that I quoted before from Ula Bar Yishmal saying the name Rav Lazar. However, Katsalkas Lahacha, when I came up to hear Taret Yisrael, Shema Asna Rav Chia B'Shem Rav Lazar, I heard Rav Chia saying the name Rav Lazar, that the Pasuk tells us, V'yisa Ach Sameach. And what do we learn from here? L'Rabbis Leili Yomtev Achron Simcha. This includes that the night of the last day of Yomtev, there's a Chiv of Simcha as well, meaning the night of Shmina Atzeres, there's a Chiv of Simcha to eat meat, and this has to be from a carbon that's shechted the day before, meaning the last day of Sukkot, because you can't shech the carbon at night, and if there's a chiv to eat meat at night of Shmina Atzeres, the only time you could have shechted the carbon was the day before, which again is the last day of Sukkot. As we see that at least in this situation, a carbon could be shechted the day before. Now the question is, oh yachal, or maybe you'll say the other way around, afle the yomtev harishon, that even the first night of yomtev, there's a chiv to eat, so that means you would have to shecht the day before. So to that, Tamalim, the pasuk says ach, which is a miut, and that tells us only the last night of Yom Tev, again, the night of Shemini Atzeres, not the first night of Yom Tev. Ask the Gemara, Oy Chalaf, maybe it's really the other way around. Maybe we include the first night of Yom Tev and not the last night of Yom Tev. So Chia says, B'Shem Rav Lazar, no, the Pasuk tells us, V'samachta b'chagecha, you should be m'sameach on your chag. What do we learn from here? Misha'at mischai b'chagiga, at mischai b'simcha. When you're chayv, you bring a chagiga, so you're chayv in simcha. But since erev the first day of Yom Tev, you're not chayv in chagiga yet, you're not chayv in simcha, so you can't bring a carbon then. And therefore, it must be that the limud is that there's a chiv of simcha the last night of Yom Tov, night of Shmini Atzeres, which means that the carbon is allowed to be brought the day before. Now, a seva, they ask as follows, Vatanin, we have a mission that says, Ha'al v'simcha shmeina, that there's a chiv of simcha all 8 days of Sukkot. Now, hagat simcha, think about it for yourself. Shechal Yom Tov Rishon Lias b'Shabbes, let's say the first day of Yom Tov falls out in Shabbos. L'shechten me'ever regal, einat yachol. You're not able to shech the carbon erev Yom Tov. Why? Dam Reb Zeira, because Reb Zeira just said before that Ula Bar Yishmal says b'Shem Reb Lazar, Shechal mechagiga shechten me'ever regal, einu yatzmein dechavas b'regal. If a person shechted Shem Chagiga Erev Yom Tev, they're not Yotzei any Chiyov, not Chagiga, not Simcha on Yom Tev. And L'shechten B'regel Einat Yachol, you can't shech the carbon for Simcha specifically on Yom Tev. Check for Elamanu, because we really learned Shein Chagiga Deicha Shabbos. Chagiga is not Deicha Shabbos. So Eimasai Amru Hal Simcha Shmoina. When did they say that Hal and Simcha is all 8 days? So Rabbi Yossi answers that Kaimer Ravodman Chusa, he's called Ravodma, who goes down because he went down to Bavel. That was his referring to B'kayhanimu B'sayer. In this situation, when the first day of Yom Tev is Shabbos, the only way they were Mekayim Simcha is specifically with the Kayhanim, who are eating the Sayer of Yom Tev. They're the only ones who are allowed to eat it, and that's why they're Yotzei. We explained the last part of the Mishnah where we had said, Avaloi Ba'ifaz Loi B'Menachos, the Kayhanim are not able to be Yotzei the Chiv of Simcha with eating birds that were brought as Karbonis or Menachos. And why is that? So the Gemara explains, the Chesiv Kosapasik says Zevach, and Zevach always means Shchita of a four-legged Karbon, not any other type of Karbon, so not Ifaz and not Menachos. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Hey with another Mishnah. Continue to discuss animals that are being brought on Yom Tov for Simcha and other purposes, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.